Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Most gracious and merciful Father, we come tonight, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, as we're led of the Holy Spirit right now, Father God, to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, Father God, as we thank you for this glorious day, Father God. We thank you for waking us this morning in our right minds, Father God, to see such beauty that you have created, Father God. As we come gathered tonight in unity and fellowship and love, Father God, we ask that you open up our minds and our hearts to receive your word tonight from your shepherd, Pastor Smith, Father God, that we may be fed, Father God. Father God, we rebuke Satan right now in the name of Jesus. We tell Satan that the Lord rebukes him right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, cover us in the blood of your Son, Jesus, as we unite together tonight, Father God, for your mighty word. And we pray this right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. Our Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can listen live on the Wednesday night number at 2:15 p.m. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as backup. Usually, Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m., but we do have some special announcements. We will be meeting once in December, and that will be in person on December 8th. The address where we will be meeting is 2800 West Rumble Road, inside of the multipurpose room. For November and December, we will be only meeting once, and that will be because of the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. So I repeat, our next in-service date is December 8th. That will also be where you can tune in at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number and listen live on December 8th. There will be no church in-person service on November 24th or December 22nd. November 22nd, which is this upcoming Friday, Pastor Smith will have a shut-in. Please make sure you send us over your prayer request if you want them to be prayed over during the shut-in prayer. In preparation for the shut-in prayer, we will not be having Bible study tomorrow, which is Wednesday, November 20th. This is also due to the shut-in for the upcoming December 22nd. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight for your Word. For your Word is a deliverance Word. And we thank you tonight that the Spirit of the Lord is over his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, the body, because the church belongs to Christ, and he is the head. Father, we thank you that the spirit of darkness is stopped. The prince of the air is stopped tonight. The spirit of the Lord overruled the movement of Satan tonight, Everything Satan set up, the Spirit of God altered tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father Jesus, that your word, your spirit, your blood is over this prayer line. And because your word says so, is in Matthew 16:18-19, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church, your body. And we come in agreement tonight with the word of God that is done by faith in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Jonah, the 3:3-10. And Brother Jerome going to read Acts 12:5-7. But Sister Tamara is going to read Jonah, the 3:3-10. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is the word of encouragement tonight. We're going to our shed-in, and God truly called it because I've never had a shed-in through the holidays, but the Holy Spirit called this shed-in because of the body of Christ, the believers. And there are people that are in a place of desperation in this hour, and this is what the book of Jonah. I pray that God open your understanding. They were in a place of desperation. And so God sent Jonah, the man, to preach repentancy. And because of the word, the Spirit of God moved on their behalf. And they proclaimed, the king proclaimed a time of prayer and fasting. This is all through the Old and New Testament, a time of prayer and fasting. What we must know and must stand on, God is the foundation of life, saints of God. God is our foundation of life. An individual has needs in this hour as never before. So Nineveh is a personal illustration of the wrath and the grace of God. He's a God of wrath, he's a consuming fire. He's a God of grace, and he's a God of mercy. And this is what Nineveh experienced, how the God of wrath were going to consume, but how the God of grace came forth to a people that was heathen. But God sent a messenger to preach the word. And from the highest to the lowest, that means unconverted, these people did not acknowledge God. They were non-believer. But the word of God touched them. What the man of God spoke by the power of the Holy Ghost, of the Spirit of God. And we're going to begin at Jonah 3:3-10, please.
So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not eat nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Ye let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that would do unto them, and he did it not.
Praise the Lord. This is a true illustration of the wrath and the grace of God over people, and how God sent a messenger. He prophesied that God was going to destroy. He prophesied that the God of wrath was extremely angry, and chastisement was upon that land. This man prophesied this, that God was aroused because of their doing and their behavior. That God was in a place of turbulence in his spirit because of their offenses. And they heard the word. They received the message. And this word said that the king, the highest, proclaimed a fast, that no one would eat, the cattle, the sheep, that was forbidden to eat or drink, and that they all must pray earnestly to God. And because they prayed earnestly to God, they began to think perhaps God would change his mind. Perhaps he would stop being angry and would not kill us. And the word said God saw what they did. He saw they had been, that they were willing to give up their wicked behavior. So God changed his mind and did not punish them. And that's why we're going into this shut-in. We don't know what's undercurrent that's going on underneath the surface. Satan is the prince of the air. He's the power of darkness. And many things are undercurrent in our lives. I'm talking about our affairs tonight. I'm talking about things that's going on undercurrent in our lives, the matters of life, things that's going through a transaction that we cannot see. And that's when we need a divine intervention from God. A divine intervention from God is a miracle. It's an act of God. And an act of God causes God to move in our lives and allow something good to happen and stop something bad from happening. That means a manifestation from God, a divine manifestation in human affairs. God is concerned about our affairs, and he has watchmen on the wall who has declared, I will not come down. I'm going to stay on this wall. That means they're going to pray. They're going to sacrifice to God, because there's necessity that requires a course of action from God. This is what Nineveh had need of. This is what we in this very hour has need of, a divine intervention from God in places in our lives. But many times we are so busy, so caught up, and Satan loves it. He just loves it when we are busy, and he has things under current. But when we begin to stand still and see his salvation, when we begin to seek the Lord, that's what was happening in Nineveh. They have been doing whatever they wanted to do for so long. Then the wrath of God, that means the Spirit of God, was aroused because of their wrongdoing. That's the wrath of God. It means that God has to go through a place to to bring a divine chastisement for the wrong. There's so many things that happen that's wrong that somebody needs justice to tonight. There's so many things that's undercurrent that if God don't move, that the action of God don't move in your affairs, you will be consumed. That you can talk about a thing, but there comes a time you got to sacrifice to the Lord. Jesus did it. The church did it. All through the Bible. When there was a brother or sister in need, the church sacrificed. That's a power that God used to oppose the works of Satan. So they heard the message. And they began to think that this is an opportunity. I'm telling you tonight, this is the night of opportunity. They began to think within themselves, this is an opportunity for us, grace, to change our ways and to change our behavior. And God, by chance, would change his mind about the things that we rightly deserve. He would not punish us. So Nineveh is a profound illustration of the wrath of God and the grace of God. How God was so aroused and desired to punish them because of their bad behavior, their wrongdoing. But because they heard the message from, he sent a messenger who gave a prophetic word, and their hearts was turned in repentance, and the Spirit of God changed his mind because they fast and they petition God. So this is what this shedding is about. I've seen the power of God move through shedding when we petition God. And I've seen manifestation in the affairs of people's lives. I've seen the Spirit of God go into places that's ripped up to the floor, fragile, things that fell apart, things that was in a sick place, that the Spirit of God came into those circumstances, those places that was a necessity for the action of God to move in. And the force of God intervened on their behalf, and they received acts of God. I mean, acts of God. Acts of God is something you can't explain. The Spirit of God will move by his divine intervention, and that thing that's causing havoc, God will turn everything around and cause something good to manifest. I'm talking about in the affairs. And this is what happened for Nineveh. And there's so much going on in this hour, undercurrent in our lives that we can't see. There's this underneath, like an earthquake. And it want to explode. But when we obey the commands of God, they obey what God had commanded. They turned. They repented. And the Spirit of God moved. He changed his mind. Some of us need God to go in, intervene, for things to be turned around for good. That means a change of mind in our lives. And it will happen when we earnestly seek after God. They earnestly sought after the Lord. And the Lord looked down upon them and changed his mind. Where there were going to be destruction, God changed his mind and good came for his people. God wants good in our affairs. There's so many people in a place that so much have been diagnosed over their lives. Their lives in shambles. Their careers in shambles. Their homes are in shambles. Their children is in shambles. But yet they are busy. They are so caught up. But I tell you, we are serving a God of grace and mercy. That means favors and goodness towards us. That means his divine favors. It's a gift from God. It gives you and I an opportunity to get it right, to do better. It's a gift from God. We can't earn it. Grace is given to us. What we don't deserve. It's a blessing extended. But we're not worthy. That was a blessing extended to Nineveh. They was unworthy. But because God looked down and seen there were children, there were those who had learned bad behaviors, God gave them an opportunity to change, to do it right. And this is why God is calling this shed in. People are so busy during the holidays. But I tell you, we should celebrate Jesus every day. Celebration and thanksgiving is something we should do every day of the whole year. It's celebrating. Have a spirit of kindness over us. A spirit of sharing over us. A spirit of goodness by the Spirit of the living God. Celebrating him every day. It's celebration every day. Why? Because he's the fountain of life. And we must celebrate him every day. Not how the world has set it up for the consumers to go out and spend money that they know they need to do what they need to do with, to go and do things that they know they're not able to do. But celebration should be every day. I'm not caught up in holidays. Thank God he delivered me. We celebrate Christ every single day. If you're breathing, you ought to be celebrating him this hour. For he is the fountain of life. And this is what happened. How the wrath of God, the anger of God, the punishment of God, the divine chastisement of God changed his mind. And he did not punish them. He gave them opportunity to do it right. His grace came. So this is why this shed-in is being called. So many people have sick children, but they're busy. Don't know what's on the current, want to come against that child's health. But I tell you tonight, when you seek God, the Spirit of God will go forth in a way that the Spirit of God will come against sickness and disease tonight in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God will go into those places where the devil desires to disturb and cause everything to fall apart in your life. But when you begin to seek God, God will turn that all around for good. When you're seeking the word of God said, you will find him. And that's why God himself calling this shut-in. Acts 12, 5 through 7, Jerome. Jerome there? Hello? Is anyone on the line?
Yes, Pastor Smith. I think that he's muted out. Tamara, can you read?
Okay. Someone need to read Acts 12, verses 5 through 7, please.
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the doors kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands.
This is powerful, saints of God. Peter was in prison, a brother, part of the body. But prayers was made without ceasing of the church for him. The greatest weapon of the church disposal is prayer. Prayer was made without ceasing for Peter, unto God for him. And behold, the angel, those prayers stirred the angel, and the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. He smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, arise. Raise up quickly. And his chain fell off from him. God sent angels, saints prayed. The greatest disposal for the church is prayer. It's prayer. The church did not cease to pray. And this is in the book of Acts. It's all through the word. Our prayer is an odor, is an incense that goes up into the nostrils of God, the saints' prayers. And this is why we are praying. Someone needs shackles to fall off. This man was shackled down. His chains fell off from his hands. Someone need to be loose from a shackle. The church did not cease. They continuously in prayer. Their prayers went up before the Most Holy One of Israel. Angels took charge. Peter was loose from his bondage. Chain came off of his hands because the saints did not cease in praying. The church prayed, and that's what God is concerned about, human affairs, the body of believers. I'm talking about the body tonight, the body of believers, those that need God into their affairs tonight, those that need God to invade their lives tonight. Talking about the matters of their lives, the things that's undercurrent, the things that they don't see, nor can they feel. But the eyes of the Lord is upon everything. He sees the beginning, he sees the exit. He sees all things, saints of God. But when a watchman declares to God, I'm standing on this wall, and I refuse to come down. There are watchmen in this hour. They're on the backside of the desert. They're not popular. They are known, but they are God's watchmen, and they are not ceasing in praying. They're staying on the wall, declaring the word of God, being steadfast about the things of God, not caught up in this the world and the things of this world. They're in a place where the Spirit of God anointing them to paralyze that strong man that desired to go into your dwelling to destroy. The word of God said, first bind the strong man. That means to paralyze that spirit. He gave the saints, the body of Christ, the authority. These are the keys, saints of God. So the enemy can't go into your house and spoil your goods. He gave us the authority to stop the enemy before he does what? Force entrance. And that's what the devil is doing in this hour, force entrance. Moving over our schools and killing our children. Moving as we go into supermarkets and shopping centers and taking lives. Moving in corrupt justice systems. Moving in all kinds of areas of our lives that we need a move of God in this hour. We need God to go in and do manifestation in the divine orders of God. Need to go in and turn some things around. Moving over diagnosed that the enemy has declared you're going to die. That this will overtake you. Moving in places that's setting up failures in people's lives and their careers. Where there's people on the backside working havoc against you. But I tell you tonight, there's a watchman on the wall. Someone that sold out to the Lord and said, I will not come down. And you know Nehemiah would not come down. And Sambalik and all those that was against him. Because Nehemiah made a declare, I will not come down. That Sambalik's spirit could not overthrow what God had purpose in Nehemiah's heart. I tell you tonight, the Spirit of God is on the move. And the Spirit of God shall bring forth his divine intervention with me, which means acts of God that will cause something good to happen and stop something bad from happening. That means a manifestation from God. That means a divine manifestation in our affairs tonight. So I encourage those that have the email address to email. This is for real, saints of God. It's no play church. This is for real. Seeing the Holy Spirit divinely work miracles in people's lives just because of a step of faith, a leap of faith. So I encourage you tonight, send an email. I'm taking it into that prayer room and all the prayer requests we have in our prayer box, laying before the altar with the saints of God that he has purposed to be with us. I'm going to pray over it. Every single one, as though it was myself going through what you're going through. The word of God said the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Somebody needs to be in a place where they're not ceasing in prayer. Why? Holiday's going to be over with. And the thing that is in a place of trouble gonna come. But when you pray, the power of prayer changes and turns things around when you seek after God. So this is an hour that we need a move of God. For he is the fountain of life tonight. And we need that fountain to completely, continuously to flow over our lives. over our dwelling, over everything in our affairs. We need that fountain of life, the blood of Jesus. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father,
yes,
in the
Pastor
name
Smith.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Need to pray for my family and my sister Sonya and her daughter Jade down here in Mobile, please. I apologize.
Okay. Pray for your family. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, saints, we're going before the Lord tonight. Because there is someone that needs divine favors. They need the grace of God. They need that grace to give them a new opportunity tonight for things to be better. For God to go into that place and that thing that's bad, for God to make it good. I'm talking about individual needs tonight, personal needs tonight. Circumstance in which something is a necessity that requires a course of, or an action from God. A course of an action from God. Meaning you need the force of God, an undertaking of God to intervene, to move into your affairs tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for this word is a word to stop storms. This is a word to stop chastisement. This is a word to put out fires. This is a word to stop penalties that we deserve. This is a word that the mercy of God would change his mind about situation that we cannot see because we're so busy, because we're so caught up. Oh, Father, you begin to just reveal to me something about being kind and being gentle by giving and having a heart of gratitude, a spirit of thanksgiving to our Almighty God. And those characteristics move so powerfully in our lives, it curtails and stops things. But there are a lot of people that's not kind. They're not good. They're selfish. They're not long-suffering. But, oh, God, we all need you tonight. And there are many times there's a line and there's a stoplight that we don't even see is invisible, and we can't see it. But the all-wise God, he sees the stoplight. He sees a line where it's a time to stop and don't cross over again. That means the grace of God. That means God giving us opportunities to do it the right way. This is what this shedding is about, Father Jesus. That you move into those places where you would touch stony hearts and give heart of flesh. Heart become kind, tender, and gentle. No longer selfish. With a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. Oh, Father, and I know what your word does because we read it in the book of Jonah, a perfect illustration how God stopped wrath. Wrath was placed under restriction, and the grace of God came forth. Father, there are those that need your grace, that need you to go into places where their houses are in turmoil, where they receive documents that's not in their favors, where they're going through so many altercations. They need a manifestation from God, from those that's playing with their health. And God is saying, stop it. Enough is enough. Oh, I cry out to the mercy of God tonight, that the Spirit of God will begin to intervene tonight. And for those that need an act of God, oh God, that watchman on the wall that's interceding for the body. That's what we just read in the book of Acts. When Peter was bound and chained, the church prayed without ceasing. Their prayers went up before God, and God sent on his angel to help. Somebody need an angel to help them tonight. Because I thank you tonight, there's a watchman on the wall that's praying. That angel will be dispersed tonight because of prayer. You said your angel have charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Father, that you have angels assigned to every individual. That angel that assigned to that one in trouble tonight, in a place where they cannot see what the plots of Satan is working against their lives, that the Spirit of the Lord will allow his angels to go forth tonight and stop the wicked one, stop the prince of the air, overrule everything, every act that will work against your believers tonight, Father Jesus. And God, we thank you for the spirit of the word to alter everything that Satan has set up against them by faith. Father, I thank you tonight for Pastor Rod and his family, that the spirit of God move into those places, oh God, where they need manifestation in their affairs tonight. Everything in their lives, that the fountain of God, which is a lifeline, flow over their lives tonight in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, circumstances that need to be turned around tonight, that the Spirit of God move into those places, oh, Father, and undertake. Intervene, Holy Ghost, with acts of God over this family. And God, I thank you for it, and I praise you for it, for the mighty acts of God is over this family tonight because of the word, because of mercy, and because of grace in Jesus' name. And Father, as we go into the shedding, we thank you for everyone that's petitioning you with just a prayer that, Father, you anoint that place. You anoint that womb, oh, Father, because of your blood. You say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We want you to pass over us, oh, Father, during the night, during the morning. Pass over that place, Father Jesus, because there will be no exit, no entrance. It's going to be someone going to be there through the whole course. It's time out for nonsense. Oh, Father, I thank you tonight that you anoint us in that place, because we will not cease in praying for the believers. And God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of the Holy One of Israel will stop the prince of the air, that this force of darkness will be paralyzed tonight in the name of Jesus. For greater is he that dwells in us than he is in the world. The great power of God dwells within us. 1 John 4:4. We stand on your word tonight, that the spirit of the word and the blood of Jesus paralyze paralyze the activities of Satan tonight. And God, we praise you for it. And we thank you for it, God, that that spirit cannot overrule the acts of God. And by faith, we stand in agreement in the name of Jesus. Thanks be of good courage. God is with you. He's for us, and he's not against us. He desires what? The good in our circumstances. And the Spirit of God overthrows and overrules anything that works against his word. And I stand on what his word says. Be encouraged tonight. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 You've been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You did not create me to worry.
Oh, not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship day.